Amen. Praise the Lord. Are we ready for God's word tonight? Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you because the entrance of your word gives light and understanding to the simple. Thank you because we are expressly open tonight. Teach us your word and feed us that our lives will never remain the same. Thank you for understanding. Glory to you, Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Tonight we'll be looking at God's word, Ephesians chapter 2. Let's start from there. Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. One of the things for a very long time, I struggled with, I struggled with music a whole lot. I struggled with music. I struggled with, I had this very big struggle. There was a time I said I was even going to talk. I was going to see Seth Mann so that we have a talk. I had this struggle with letting go old songs. Sometimes I'll be in the car and on radio, a song just pop up and I'm like, oh, you know, those old songs, they just wouldn't leave. And I struggled with them for a long time until I started praying, Holy Spirit, help me. Amen. Amen. You don't want to know. A lot. Country music, even hip-hop, rhythm and blues, name it. Songs. And some of these songs, because I'll give an example of one. There's this one that the original writer of I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston was Dolly Parton, and she has her own version, but Whitney only did the cover. Many people won't know that. Many people, except you are of the old generation, not very many people know that Whitney is not the original owner of that song. So you have many like that. Bonnie Spears, name them. You are from country music to there are different genre of music. And then I had this struggle with them because letting them go, it's not like they are anything, but you see, I was already used to them. I used some of them in learning how to do backup. So sometimes letting go, when the teachers come, bam, even Third World, there's this group, Third World, a lot. You know, imagine you just driving and then the next is just here. Could it be? And the song just popped and like, I remember one time I went for evangelism. That was many years ago. Went for evangelism. This was like 88, 89 or so. So went for evangelism. And then we were in this neighborhood where evangelism were preaching to people. And then the person they paired me with was preaching to the person we went to preach to. And yeah, something was playing in the compound from one room. And I was just, like tapping my feet. Guess what was playing? Lucky Dube. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 10. So tonight I'm speaking on God's masterpiece. Hallelujah. God's masterpiece. Everybody say God's masterpiece. I didn't hear you. Good. God's masterpiece. So, Paul was saying, Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. That we should walk in them. His workmanship. So I took time to try to look at masterpiece, and I was getting that. Workmanship, masterpiece, the same thing. Saying the same thing. The word masterpiece refers to workmanship, which Paul just referred to in Ephesians 2:10. And he talked about the workmanship, that which is made, a work of art. It refers to a masterpiece What Paul is trying to say is that all God's children are his masterpiece, the work of art. So if you check in your dictionary or you check from Google, what you get is that what is explained in this context is that we are the workmanship of God. We are God's masterpiece. We are his, the proof of his work, of his handiwork. Hallelujah. Amen. So a work done in extraordinary skill. A work done with extraordinary skill. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, like I said, so I took time and started praying. And I said, Holy Spirit, you've just got to help me. You have to help me. One time I said I was going to see Stepman. The question I wanted to ask was, how do you delete this file from your subconscious? Because sometimes you don't plan to sing them, but they just pop up. They just come. Sometimes they just jump on you. And some radio stations are so wicked. You know, one moment you are just there, you're just praying, you know, and the next moment you say, oh, it's like I said. But you see, God taught me something. And that really helped me. Amen. I'm better now, at least. I think my files, those files, they've deleted like 99.9%. Amen. I'm trusting God. That remaining fraction, as small as it is, it will be off. Amen. Amen. But here's something that I learned. In Ephesians also, in chapter 5, verse 1 or 2, you say, be imitators of God. Be imitators of Christ. Hallelujah. So many years ago, I had this neighbor when we were growing up. I was in primary school. I love this aunt, this auntie so much that she's just, I said, when I grow up, I want to be a banker. Like, she's a banker, very lovely, one of those best aunties in the neighborhood. So she asked me, I said, I want to do what you're doing. She said, when you grow up, what do you want to do? I said, I want to be a banker. I just love her so much that I want to do anything she does. And then she said, okay, you have to do what I do. I read, you've got to read. I do this, you've got to do this. So one day she came back from, after all that, I think 2 days later, she came out from the house and was going to work. And I carried her bag. I said, I want to see her off to the junction. Guess what happened? She was walking and I was just following her step. She bashed her homage and I was just following the step. And she said, that's not what I mean. I mean, you've got to do everything I do, meaning that you have to follow. It's the step I'm following. She said, no, not following my step. It's not by matching where I match. Praise God. Being imitators of God means that we must do the things that he does. Hallelujah. We must read his word to know him. Know him. Know him. And do the things that he would do. WWJD. What would Jesus do? Do them. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I started working on them. And one of the ways he helped me was through the scriptures. I knew God's words are powerful, they are good. But this depth of knowing it to the point of using it in this way to remove, he practically used the word to replace something that was just not good there. And I'll relate to us how he showed me. Amen. And it worked. It worked. It's still working. Praise God. So I found out that one of the things he opened my eyes to see is that even when you hear all the wizard kids, and you know, they always like to change their name. A man gave birth to a son and called him David, and the boy changed his name by himself to Davido. So another one says he's wizard kid, so wizard kid, and all that. They give for their name, themselves all manner of names. That's not the point. The thing is, this set of people, they have lyrics. And it's not only here, it's not only about Nigeria or what, it's not even within Africa. And then you find out that you are sitting somewhere and you're just saying, I don't grace. You're just repeating what somebody composed, sat down, smoked something, and composed words. And then you just find yourself saying them. What did the Bible say again? Faith comes by what? By what? By what? And hearing what? As much as faith comes like that, just imagine when you keep hearing. I don't grace, you know. And you're just, one day, you won't even know you're in the bank, you're doing something, and then next day, even if you're not saying, what am I singing? Subconsciously, it creeps in your spirit. Amen. That's it. That's what happens. You are saying it. The Bible says you will have what? What you say. And then you're saying it. You say, but I know me now. Eh? You go explain tire. Because the devil does not care whether you mean it or not. It's not about meaning. You are saying it. It's a confession. It's a confession. As we confess God's word, I will get what we say. It's a confession. Words carry power. It's coming from your mouth. So we should be careful so that you're not allowing him or anything influence you and push you to that place where the words that are coming out of you are those words. I call them gutter talk. I saw it in the Bible, somewhere in the Bible. I call them gutter talk. So it will so push you to the point where soon you begin to say that and you say, I don't mean them. I just said it. Sometimes when you know, little children, when you meet them and then you're playing with them, you say, I'll buy you biscuit tomorrow. You just said it, you are playing. Tomorrow. And he said, you will buy me biscuit. So, I forgot. I'll get it tomorrow. Tomorrow, the child is waiting with expectation. I said, auntie, the biscuit. I said, really? The words we say from our mouth, they carry power. So we should be careful. So I began to search the scriptures, and some of the things I saw were this, that these guys, they write songs and they mean it. They write songs intentionally. So some of them will tell you that they take things to get themselves high so that things can flow. We have the answers. It's in the Bible. And that's why it says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, right? Huh? But be filled. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. So, but be filled. Be in a state of being filled. Be being filled consistently. With what? The Spirit of God. Why? So that's what wine can do. That's what the Spirit of God can do. If you fill yourself with wine, you will get the results that come from that filling. If you fill yourself with the Spirit of God, you will get the result that comes from that feeling also. Meaning, you can get inspiration to sing. You can get inspiration. I don't know why God is particular about singing, because maybe I'm testifying about what he has done for me. It could happen in any sphere. You are at work. There are things you're not getting. It could work with you also in that sphere. The Spirit of God can help in any regard. Someone once asked the question, say, are you trying to tell me that God's Spirit understands engineering? Yes, he does. He knows all things. And all things is all things. That's what the Bible tells me. Hallelujah. He can bring to your remembrance all things. Hallelujah. So, as I was studying, I wrote some things down. Let's see Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to be doing a lot of singing tonight. Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 14. It says, Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk, what? Circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. Another version says, wherein there's excess. It says, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, making melody to your maker. Hallelujah. Giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Hallelujah. So if I'm not doing this, something is just not right. And I mean, even when I want to sing, worship, or do anything. See, I made up my mind. I said, Lord, I know that this, it will get to a point where I will have to bounce to the studio. Because I asked myself, just imagine that we don't have the likes of Orenze, Victoria, Dunsi, Nathaniel Bassi, and all the people you can imagine, Godfrey and all that. We'll still be singing Emma and Lazarus. Emma and Lazarus. And some of their songs are not kingdom songs. I hope you know. I went back and I looked at some of the songs. How come we'll be singing these things since? Possibly we were corrected one the other day when he came and everybody sang. And after we finished, you know, as I am cleaning my file, I cleaned some of all those ones too. Songs that we sing in church that are not even, they are not kingdom songs. And I'm trusting God that yes, we are getting there. Hallelujah. Yes. With psalms, with songs, hymns, and all that from the Spirit. Amen. The same reason why some people think it is difficult to speak in tongues. If you expressly allow yourself to flow, you see that you'll be filled. He doesn't fill you for fun. You'll be filled and you'll be able to do the works. Hallelujah. You will expressly be able to manifest. It's the same with songs. You can just sit down in your room and take the scriptures and you just get songs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. How many people remember that? It's in the Bible. Let the redeemed of the Lord. And we used to sing it. We made song out of it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord reigns. You remember that? The Lord, Psalm, reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. And the people be glad that our God reigns. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You remember that? Hallelujah. Then we have, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Psalm 30. Let's see Psalm 30. Verse 1. There's another song there. Although not perfectly as it is written in King James, but we'll use the King James, but you understand it. You know, he said, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me. How many of us remember when we were singing? I will exalt you, Lord. Extol there is exalt. For thou hast lifted me above my enemies. Your banner over me is love. I will exalt you, Lord. For thou hast lifted me above my enemies. Your banner over me is love. Hallelujah. Amen. And then in Psalm 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. I marked quite a few scriptures in that place. And then he said in verse 4, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. In verse 7, he says, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. He said in verse 8, oh, test and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Hallelujah. In verse 10, he said, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Amen. Apart from singing, we can pray these words. We can pray them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you feel like you are having lack in any area, you pray that. We just read. Why did David write this? Naturally, we know that as the king of the jungle, the young lion, as offspring of the king of the jungle, is not supposed to suffer lack, right? Because there will always be provision. He said, even though they suffer lack and hunger, those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Hallelujah. Amen. And then in verse 15, he says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Hallelujah. These are words we can use to pray. Amen. And we can sing them to him as his word. Because he said, I will honor my word. Hallelujah. He even said, as mighty as he said his name is, he said, I have placed my word even above my name. Hallelujah. His word is that powerful. Hallelujah. And then in 18, he said, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. That's verse 19. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, let's see Psalm 36. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 36, verse 5 and 6. That's where Don Moyne wrote one of his songs from. Psalm chapter 36, verse 5 and 6. When he said, your steadfast love, what's the beginning? Da, 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 da. Extends to the heavens, your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like majestic mountain. King James says, great mountains. And your wisdom like of the sea. And you come to me. Hallelujah. When you read Psalm 36, 5 and 6, that's where those words came from. Meaning that this word, that's one of the secrets I caught. That you can just sit with God's word and songs just begin to flow. Songs, if you are interested in writing, you can write. You can write. And of course, if in case you don't know, all the people you see singing, very many people do not write songs. People practically write songs for them. Amen. Amen. Setman is not a musician. He has written some songs. Am I right, sir? Uh-huh. He has written some songs. He has, I know, he has VAE. I'm coming to get some. You know, I found out many years ago, when I was in, we used to call it, it's still what it is now, till now, Love World Music. I found out that most of the songs that you see all these people do, it's Pastor Chris that writes those songs. Very many of them. He writes them. Then, you know what that also explains to me? It's as a result of who is eating the word. The more you acquaint yourself with the word, you will have that flow and you are filled with the Spirit of God. You must get it. Sometimes it just taps your wick. You're like, write this now. You are just writing it. You're writing it. Because it's loaded on your inside. Praise the Lord. Then let's see Psalm 29. Amen. Psalms 29. Okay. We sing this also. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. You remember the song? Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the praise due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty. Worship the Lord in the beauty. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. That's another song there. This is just song. Just imagine Mrs. Sarge used to do it. Sometimes she just sits there in one corner in the house and she's just doing a whole lot with God's, with the word, with the word. Just imagine you sitting somewhere and the Spirit of God just fill you with songs like this. You're just broken. You're just enjoying that. It's fellowship. Amen. That's what David meant when he said, he who dwells in the secret place. Because you are communing with your Father. There's a whole lot. Divine mysteries that is revealed to you. Praise God. We don't just do the religious thing where it's just religion. Just say, okay, so time I pray. Pray and you just pray and you rush out. Like one of my daughters were praying. I think it was yesterday morning. And then she was meant to lead prayer. And then in her prayer, after thanking God, she said, Father, forgive us for whatever we have seen. I called after the prayer and I corrected her. I said, somebody prayed that in school. He said, yes. I said, I know you people have a new teacher. Amen. Because there are people who carry sin consciousness. So immediately they thank God. The next thing is, the next chapter, like a book, is that, Lord, we have sinned. We are filthy rags. No. You are God's masterpiece. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So I told her, I say, eradicate that sin consciousness. Delete that fire. You are God's masterpiece. Carry that consciousness. I know people would say, be careful so that it's not abused. Let me tell you what he did for me also. I found out that the more you carry sin consciousness, the more you are likely to sin again. Yes. Oh, filthy rag that I am. This, that, that. So the devil is prompting you to always never see yourself good. And you will, if you struggle with that for a long time, long enough, you just begin to like going back and forth. But just imagine you having a clear understanding that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus and that you are filled with the Spirit of God and you have the capacity to grow beyond that. You keep growing and growing. I've seen people who got born again many years ago, many decades. They have this consciousness and they keep growing and growing and growing and never look back. Hallelujah. That's why I quickly corrected that, because those people who preach sin consciousness, yes, what they do again, they make you feel like no matter the level you attain spiritually, you are still but a filthy rag. No, sir, I'm not. Hallelujah. Because I cannot be God's child one moment and be the devil's child again. No, I've passed that. He said, he has brought us out of darkness into what? His marvelous light. So we keep being light and we shine more and more as light. Don't come and deceive anybody and tell me that, no. Even though you are light, your light is not shining. That means you are the darkness. No, don't. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we sing those songs. We worship him in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. And we remember the other one, Isaiah chapter 60. In verse 1, that says, arise, shine, for the light is come. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Amen. Can we just take that? Arise, shine, for the light is come. Hey, arise, shine, for the light is come. Oh, the glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Amen. So there's so many songs we can just keep taking and taking. Isaiah chapter 60 also. I think there's another song there. In verse 19. I think I've forgotten this one, but let me just... it says, you are my everlasting light and glory. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 19. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light. Amen. I love that. So, aside singing, you can just think, you can just meditate on these words, and you are just seeing something different. Amen. I've read, God knows how many times I've read John 3:16, but every time I read it again, it's something new. It's a new There's something new to learn. Hallelujah. Same thing with other portions of scriptures, even your favorites. When you go over them again and again, you just find something new. Isaiah 45. Verse 11. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hand. You command me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love that. Amen. I think in verse 2 also of Isaiah 45, he says, I will go before you and make, let's just see it, Isaiah 45, verse 2. He said, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. So as we read God's word, we find out that there are lots of privileges. There are a lot of things that, mainly just reading them, and then just imagine in that place of fellowship, there's a lot that's been unveiled. There's a lot that's been revealed. And do not forget, because we are custodian of divine mysteries, he just unveiled these things to you, not only for your consumption, but so that, because most times, the next moment, someone runs into you and the person needs just that. But because you have loaded yourself with it, you are able to deliver. You are able to save a soul. You are able to impact a life. Praise the Lord. Psalm 3, verse 3. Psalm chapter 3. Verse 3. It said, but you, O Lord, are a shield for me. You remember that one too? Thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. It's a song. So we can go on and find many of these scriptures and sing them. You can sing them. You can pray them. Hallelujah. We can sing them. We can pray them. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name. That's in Psalm 8, verse 1. Psalm 8. Let's just see. Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You remember that? Amen. Then in verse 9 also, there's another one in verse 9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Yes, it's the same song. Praise the Lord. And then in Psalm 9, verse 1, you see, I will praise you, Lord, with my whole heart. I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord, with my whole heart. With my whole heart. I will praise you. Blessed people, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord and the firmament declares his praise. It's a song also. Amen. Heaven declares the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handwork. And that's his handwork. We are his masterpiece. We are his handiwork. Praise God. Let the words of my mouth, Psalm 19, 1 and 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. These are songs. Amen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Psalm 24, 1 and 7. Unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Psalm 25, 1 to 2. O Lord, you are my shepherd. Psalm 23. So there are a lot of songs. It's endless. Hallelujah. There are a lot of songs. It's endless. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet tonight. I want us to do something. Take just one word and pray it like a song. Take one word from the scripture and pray it like a song. It could be Psalm 23. It could be any of the words. It could be in Isaiah, anywhere. Take one and just pray. And pray with it. For he said to us in 1 Peter, he said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, special, Thank him for his word. Thank him for his word. Thank you because we can sing your word back to you. Thank you because we can pray your word back to you. We can worship you with your word. We can come in fellowship. Standing on your word. We are privileged and blessed. Standing on your word. We get answers. We get answers. For your word brings knowledge, brings clarity, making us understand that we are no longer in a distant land. For we have come to the Father to worship, to worship, to worship. To bring consciousness of sin and wanting to pull them down. He used that most time to pull them down. And then soon you begin to doubt yourself that this thing, is it really, is this thing I say I have with God, is it really existing? And once you are living in that fear, it's easy to come in, to creep in. But we're just going to thank him tonight. We're just going to thank him tonight that we have a clear understanding that we are his masterpiece. The handiwork, the work of his hand, we are the masterpiece. He loves to showcase us. And so we are manifesting everywhere in our circle of influence, everywhere we find ourselves. We manifest in that light. We manifest in that light. Hallelujah. The Bible says, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We understand that. And so we manifest in that light. Not living in fear, not living in doubt, but living in the consciousness of who we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we just take time and thank him? Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. We are his masterpiece. Ole frana cara brana boson de aradeja. Ole bagarado son de limande freno no soreya. The consciousness of that alone can take sickness away from you. The consciousness of that alone can take anything away. The consciousness of that alone can open doors. Ele mande freno copande brene mo soreya. Le mama mande freno no sotayana mande freno no shalala. E cara brana mande freno no soteya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For clear understanding. Thank you, Father. Of who we are in you, in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.